Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And you can pick us up on the web, streaming at WEHCFM.com. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are special and hopefully some of them will have an impact and hit you the way they hit me. I also occasionally put in something different, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And tonight is a wombat-free night. There's quite a variety of songs, so some are edging over toward the wombat range, but nothing really. Everything is a commercial recording of one way or another. And the first song is one of the most frequently played songs on the radio in the history. That's Every Breath You Take by The Police. And I watched the video on YouTube recently, and Sting is playing a bass fiddle-like instrument and strumming it like a guitar. And that's where that thumping sound is coming from. And I love that in this song. Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Thank you.
Every Breath You Take by The Police. Next up is another classic. This is The Wait by Jackie DeShannon.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where can I find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand. No, was all he said. For a place to hide. When I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side. Well, I said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I got to go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. Sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone.
That was The Wait, sung by Jackie DeShannon. Next up is Wild Bill Jones by Alison Krauss and Union Station. I think they really get into this. Wild Bill Jones.
Upon that Wild Bill Jones was walking and talking by my true lover's side, and I begged him to leave her alone.
He said, my age
arms around my little girl's neck, saying, honey, won't you take me home?
That was Wild Bill Jones by Alison Krauss at Union Station. Well, the next song's got a little history to it. The song is One Day I Will. I've played this on the show a number of times by different artists. I sing this song and love to lead groups singing it. And these are my friends Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. I met them on the weekends. They were professional performers. I don't know Jeff Warner that well, but Jeff Davis I know fairly well. He sings the lead on One Day I Will. And I just got an album they'd put out, a record, for years ago. And it talks about this song. It was collected from Estille Ball, E.C. Ball, and his wife Orna of Grassy Creek, North Carolina. Not too far from us, not too far from Bristol. Just over the line into North Carolina from Virginia, not too far from Damascus. So, this is One Day I Will by Jeff Davis, sing lead, and Jeff Warner on harmony.
Since the day I first met him, he has been all to me. And my life with his joy he has filled. And I'm longing for the day when my eyes shall behold him. But one day I will. One day I'm gonna walk on the streets of pure gold, and they'll tell me that half has never yet been told. I'll be united with my loved ones on Zion's holy hill. But one day I will. Serving him has been such a thrill. I never have seen the gates to the city, but one day I will. One day I'm gonna walk on the streets of pure gold, and they'll tell me be united with my loved ones on Zion's holy hill. But one day I will. One day I will.
One day I will, sung by Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. Next up is The Ash Grove. A traditional song goes back. The version, the words here were written in 1862. The song goes back before that to Wales and has quite a history. It's kind of a classic melody that sticks in my mind. I think you only have to hear it a couple times and it'll stick with you forever. You'll probably recognize it. So this is The Ash Grove, and it's sung by Blackmore's Knight.
Ash Grove, how graceful, how plainly it is speaking, the harp wind through it playing has language for me. Whenever the light through its branches is breaking, a host of kind faces is gazing on me. The friends of my childhood again are before me. Each step wakes a memory as freely I roam. With soft whispers laden, its leaves rustle o'er me. The ash grove again is my home. Down yonder green valley, where streamlets meander, when twilight is fading, I pensively rove, or at the bright noontide in solitude wander, amid the dark shades of the lonely ash grove. 'Twas there where the blackbird was cheerfully singing, I first met that dear one, the joy of my heart. Around us for gladness the bluebells were springing, the ash grove that sheltered my home. with soft whispers laden, its leaves rustle o'er me, the ash grove, the ash grove, alone is my home.
The Ash Grove by Blackmore's Night. The next song is Lakes of Pontchartrain by Sed Theros. I remember the first time I heard this, and it's a love story. A stranger is kind of thrown to the wolves, in this case the alligators, and ends up being befriended and falls in love. But unfortunately, it's not going to work out. So it's kind of a sad song, but it's wonderfully haunting. And Lake Pontchartrain is a lake just north of New Orleans. So this man's in Louisiana having this experience. So I think of this as a Cajun song, sort of a Louisiana song. Lakes of Pontchartrain.
Cause on one bright March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu, and I took the road to Jackson Town for to renew. I cursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, which filled me heart with longing for the lakes upon the train. I stepped on board a railroad car beneath the morning sun, and I rode the rods till evening. I laid me down again. All strange with the Creole girl by the lakes on the stream. I said, my pretty Creole girl, my money here's no good, and if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the woods. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain. Are we never turn a stranger out by the lakes on the train? Said this could never be. for she had a lover. He's far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and true, she would remain till he'd return to his Creole girl on the lakes upon the train. It's fare ye well, my Creole girl, I never see more. I'll not forget your kindness in the cottage by the shore, at each social gathering a flowing glass I'll drain. I'll drink a health to me Creole girl by the lakes upon the train.
That was The Lakes of Pontchartrain by Sed Thorose. Next up is a kind of an old-timey country music thing. Somebody's Knockin' by Terry Gibbs. I guess it's country rock. Somebody's Knockin'. Spread me.
regulars from the Cheyenne Saloon bring us the sounds that you will hear when you visit Church Street Station in Orlando, Florida.
Somebody's Knocking by Terry Gibbs. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play a few songs I think are special and occasionally put in a story or a reading or something, which I call a wombat. And this is a wombat-free night, but next week I will have a wombat. Tonight we're just playing songs that I have picked out, and the next one is You've Lost That Loving Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. This was a big hit in 1965, went to number one, and it has the notes on it say it was the most played song on the radio in the 20th century. Also, it was recorded by many other artists and often charted in various countries. So it's kind of a classic hit. You've Lost That Loving Feeling by the Righteous Brothers.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying, 'cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Lost That Loving Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. Well, the next song is Kalijah, and this is a Hank Williams song. He made it popular, and he's known for it. This is by a different artist, Jason Petty. I love the Hank Williams version, but I like this one too. So this is Kalijah by Jason Petty.
Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with the Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah, well, he stood there and he never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hawk. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Kalijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah with that poor old wooden head. Kalijah was a lonely Indian, never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Kalijah, well, he stood there and he never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid. He took her oh so far away, but oh, Kalijah stayed. Kalijah, he stood there as lonely as can be, wishing he was still an old pine tree. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah with that poor old wooden head.
Kalijah by Jason Petty. The next song is by Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner again, with Jeff Davis again singing the lead. This is called High Barbary, and I've been reading up a little bit on the sailing days of the 19th century and the 18th century. Various countries were dominant. At one point, England was dominant, Holland was there, Spain, Portugal. Various countries would sort of take the lead and dominate the seas. And we hear a lot about the English one because we're from descended from that nation. But this is High Barbary. In those days, it was vicious out there at sea. Two ships would confront each other, and depending on what flags they flew, they'd go to war. A lot of the different countries gave some of their ships license to attack vessels from other countries, naming the ones. And this is pirates were there, too. Anyway, a lot of bloodthirsty stuff went on in the ocean, and this song catches it. So if you listen closely, you'll hear an English ship confronting a pirate ship. And there's a little bit of a place there where the pirates, there's a place there where it gets interesting. So stay tuned. Listen to the words closely and hear the story of High Barbary by Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner.
There were two ships from old England came. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we. One, she was the Queen of Russia, and the other Prince of Spain. Carousing down along the coast of Barbary. Step aloft, our jolly bosun cried. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we. Look ahead, look astern, look aweathered and alee. And look down along the coast of Barbary. There is no ship ahead, there is no ship astern. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. But there's a lofty ship to windward, and a lofty ship is she. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. Hail, hail that lofty tall ship. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Are you a man of warsman or a privateer, said he. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. I am not a man of warsman nor a privateer, said he. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. But I'm a jolly pirate seeking firm a fee. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. A broadside, a broadside, along them we did lay. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Till at length the Queen of Russia shot the pirate's mast away. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. Oh, quarter, the jolly pirate cried. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. Well, the quarter I will give you, I will sink you in the tide. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary. So we tied them one by one, and we tied them two by two. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we. And we tied them three by three, and we chucked them in the sea. Cruising down along the coast of Barbary.
Coast of Barbary by Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. The next song is Truly Do by Bud and Travis. It's from the late 50s, and it was a part of the folk music revival thing. And I've always been quite taken with this love song, Truly Do.
Hey, baby, don't you cry. Hey, baby, don't you pass me by. Remember the boy used to sing this song when the summer nights were long. For you. town. I love you, truly do. Hey lady, it's been a long, long time. Had that song on my mind. Traveled halfway around the world, never found a prettier girl.
Just heard Truly Do by Bud and Travis. The next song is another love song. It's by James Taylor. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter. Understand my ups and downs. There you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I'd been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly.
James Taylor, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. The next song is a classic from 1975. It's At 17 by Janis Ian. And I'm going to read you a little bit of the comments on it, because it's sort of interesting. At 17 is a pop and soft rock ballad about being a social outcast in high school, particularly with respect to adolescent cruelty and rejection. The lyrics focus on the conflict between cliques as presented by the contrast of ravaged faces and clear-skinned smiles. And now I'm going to read you the first verse of the song, first two verses. I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear-skinned smiles, who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth, were spent on one more beautiful. At 17, I learned the truth. So Janis Ian, it was 23 when she wrote this, and this song spoke to a lot of people. It was a big hit for her and went on to chart all over the world. So this is At 17 by Janis Ian.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear-skinned smiles, who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth, were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. In the rich relationed hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. Remember, payment due exceeds accounts received. At 17. Never called. choosing sides for basketball. It was long ago and far away. The world was younger than today, and dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We are ugly girls like me at 17.
That was At 17 by Janice Ian. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I think will have an impact. And a good example of that is At 17 by Janice Ian. And I also occasionally put in an odd story, a joke, a reading, and I call those things Wombats, and that's where I get my title. Wombats and Music. And each show, I have an ending that I use, and it's the audience participation time, which starts now. So I ask you to join me in celebrating. Ready? Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.